FordFest, usually a once-a-year political outreach event hosted by the Ford family and primarily held in Etobicoke, has had its reach expanded this summer after Doug Ford took the barbecue on the road to Scarborough, Windsor, and in the evening on Friday, September 8th, to Bingham's in Kitchener. There was a by-election in the Scarborough-Guildwood riding shortly after the Scarborough event, and there will be a by-election in Kitchener Centre in January of 2024. Protests are planned at the entrances and outside the venue where FordFest is to take place. Bingham's is in the Waterloo riding, which is held by the NDP's Catherine Fife, and the property borders both the Kitchener Centre riding and the Kitchener-Conestoga riding, which is held by PC MPP Mike Harris Jr. One of the groups organizing a protest at FordFest is the Waterloo Regional Labour Council. CKMS News spoke with Jeff Pellick, the president of the Labour Council, about the many grievances Ford will face from the public at FordFest, including the anger over the Greenbelt development plans, the cost of food and housing crises, and the underfunding of public services such as education and healthcare. We will get to the interview with Jeff Pellick in a few minutes. Now, following the departure of NDP MPP Laura May Lindo from the Kitchener Centre riding in January of this year, the seat remains empty. While a by-election will happen in January of 2024, there is currently no candidate for the Conservative Party. While the NDP are running Debbie Chapman, the Green Party have Ashlyn Clancy, and the Liberal Party is represented by Kelly Stice. CKMS recently spoke with both Clancy and Chapman about FordFest and the Conservatives, and both have called FordFest a distraction from the growing Greenbelt scandal, and for Ford to take accountability, return the Greenbelt lands, and step down. Here is a bit of the interview with Debbie Chapman.
Well, I think that they probably had it booked before the scandal blew up on them, but that doesn't mean that they won't, of course, use it as a distraction. I mean, the Greenbelt thing has become such a big issue right now across the province, and I see it as I knock on doors in the riding. People have it forefront on their minds, so it's not something that is being ignored by the population, by the certainly the residents in Kitchener Centre. It's certainly front and center in their minds. The next thing that has to happen is the RCMP has to share their findings as far as possible criminal activities that have taken place. So, of course, that would have to be waited for. Do I think he should resign? Personally, this would not be a party position, but I think he should. I think there is enough evidence to show that what he's done is words, and people have lost trust in this government and people are angry. So what the party is calling for is the recalling of the legislature and that these lands be returned back to the Greenbelt. As he had said all along, he would not touch these lands, and the review that he's proposing is actually quite problematic because it could actually result in the opening up of more and in the Greenbelt for development.
And here is some of that chat with Ashlyn Clancy. Do you think he should resign?
You know, I think they want distractions. You know, I think they don't want, I don't think they anticipated maybe. I think they thought it would die down, but I think they underestimate what this means to people, you know, and I think they keep on pursuing, like they haven't put the lands back. Why? Like, that's the number one. Like, if you make a mess, clean it up, you know, and cleaning it up means putting it back. The people have spoken that they want the land returned to the Greenbelt. And I think we want an inquiry, a further inquiry into, you know, the legal dealings. This feels like insider trading, you know, but I think we want, the Greens are calling for the land to be put back. The Greens are calling for a proper investigation. You know, more and more layers are coming to light, even in 1 week. So I think they want to create positive energy. They want to create a positive spin. They want to distract from the scandal and the damage control, right? But I don't think people are so easily swayed, you know. I'm sure some folks will go, some folks will have fun, and some folks will continue to support the PCs. But we are hearing at the doors, even from longtime Conservative voters, that they feel lied to, that trust has been broken, and they want accountability. And I don't think the hot dogs are going to change that.
For the full interviews with Chapman and Clancy, visit radiowaterloo.ca/news. When contacted by CKMS News for comment on Ford Fest in Kitchener, the office for MPP Harris sent a statement from Harris, which included, quote, Ford Fest is a free, nonpartisan community event hosted by Ontario's Ford family, unquote. And Harris added, quote, Ford Fest offers a unique opportunity for attendees to connect with their elected representatives, unquote. Harris then reminded folks that the event is free and will include food, concluding, quote, so bring the kids and come hungry, unquote. No comment was given before this piece first went to air on the calls for Ford to launch a full public inquiry or to resign over the Greenbelt land deals. Now we will get to the interview with Waterloo Regional Labour Council President, Jeff Pellick.
My name is Jeff Pellick. I'm the President of the Waterloo Regional Labour Council.
With Ford Fest coming up on Friday, Doug Ford is having a party here in Kitchener. What is the Labour Council doing in response to this?
Well, the Labour Council felt that it was important to disrupt this party a little bit by having a little protest and welcoming Doug Ford and some of the PC party and their friends to the Kitchener area and to Binghamton's, and to share a message of enough is enough, that, you know, we've over the last few years really struggled in this province, and what this government has done has not helped the situation. We have heard from many different groups, everyone from the environmental groups to those who care about public health care and public schools, to a variety of different progressive groups, including those that are fighting for affordable housing and rent control and more affordable living. And we felt it was important to send a message to Doug Ford that enough is enough and let's get back to work to make this region and this province more affordable for everyone, not just developer friends who get a chunk of the Greenbelt.
It's possible that Ford Fest being used as a bit of a distraction to some of the larger things that are happening in the province right now.
Absolutely. And I think it's a distraction to try to get back on the PC message, which is unfortunate because I think this government has some questions to answer, whether it be the dividing up of the Greenbelt or what seems to be a move to privatization of healthcare and public schools, and also just the fact that folks can't get by anymore, that costs have gone up, but unfortunately wages across the province have not gone up to match the inflation. And so we felt as though it was important to send him that message that, you know, we need to talk about these things. We need to work to find solutions. And unfortunately, I know that many have felt that the PCs have been unwilling to listen, unwilling to meet. And that goes for our local MPPs as well. We've heard from a lot of the different community groups who have tried to set up meetings, particularly those in the Green Movement who have really struggled to get meetings with some of our PC MPPs. And, you know, it's disappointing to hear that. And as a Labour Council, we would be willing to sit down and chat with those folks any day. But it sounds as though it's harder than it needs to be.
Getting back to enough is enough, that term has been used through the summer.
So Enough is Enough is a campaign that is being organized through the Ontario Federation of Labour, and it's a nonpartisan campaign. It's supposed to unite folks in the labour movement, the environmental groups, folks who are fighting for the continued prosperity for public schools and public health care, and really just folks who are not able to get by as easily as they used to be because of the government policies. And so the campaign was launched back in the spring, and locally we held an event in Kitchener in late March. And part of that campaign is a variety of demands that are both demands provincially and locally, which include real wage increases and keeping our public services public, affordable living, so affordable groceries, gas, and basic goods, affordable housing, making banks and corporations pay, and also doing something about the environment. Locally, we recognize that as one of our local goals for Enough is Enough, because that has not been talked about enough. And you know, as a labor movement, as a movement of folks who believe in progressive values, the environment is one that's very important to us.
What can people expect at this demo?
Well, it's going to be a peaceful rally. We're going to be there with signs. We're going to be there with a few speeches from our from local leaders, including the three candidates for in the by-election, in the Kitchener Centre by-election. We've invited the Ontario Liberals, we've invited the Green Party, and we've also invited the NDP to share messages about what their parties stand for. Again, parties that are very different from the PC Party. I felt it was important that those voices are heard as well. And we're just going to be there to welcome them, to show them that Waterloo Region doesn't believe it's time to party, that it's not time for a festival. It's time for Doug Ford and his MPPs to get back to work, get back to the House, and make some changes, reverse course on many of the policies that they've been enacting over the last several years.
With the resignation of Steve Clark and his aide, and Doug Ford claiming the buck stops with him while he has promised not to develop the Green Belt over the past years, do you think he should resign?
I think there's questions to be answered. I think that Steve Clark resigning was a good start, but there are still questions that need to be answered. And, you know, I think it's important that Premier Ford is held accountable, that questions are asked. And I do look forward to the end of the month when the House begins to sit and some of the opposition parties to ask Doug Ford questions. And hopefully there are some responses, because I think that's what the citizens of Ontario deserve are answers to some of the questions that we have. And at this point, there seems to be more questions than there are answers, and that's unfortunate.
Beyond this action this Friday at Ford Fest, what's next for Waterloo Region Labour Council?
Well, the Waterloo Regional Labour Council never stops. We're always looking at organizing a variety of events, both the community and labour events, to encourage people to, you know, hold this government accountable and to push the values of the labour movement that are important. I know that we'll be hosting the Canadian International Labour Film Festival at the Apollo Cinema, hopefully again this November, where we will screen some films around the values of the labour movement. And we'll continue doing the work, bringing together the labour movement and pushing back against a government that doesn't seem to respect workers.
You have been listening to Jeff Pellick, president of the Waterloo Regional Labour Council, speaking on the reasons Ford Fest is going to be protested when the Premier's barbecue rolls into Kitchener on September 8th. This is Dan Keller for CKMS News. Thank you for tuning in. This program is part of the Local Journalism Initiative and is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada, Heritage Canada, and the CKMS Newsroom. Check out the archived versions of this program on radiowaterloo.ca/news and listen to all the LJI content at canada-info.ca. If you want to get in touch with comments or ideas about stories to cover, email us at news@radiowaterloo.ca.